How Money Works for Small Business Owners. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode, where I'm trying to help entrepreneurs and small business owners generate cash and invest it. And one of the things that is helpful when you're a business owner is to hear someone else talk about the things that you know are challenging and provide you, anxiety, stress, frustration. Today's episode, I'm talking about how money works for small business owners, because if you are a small business owner, you'd probably appreciate that it feels like money never works. So I'm going to talk about the three things that I'm certain you feel as a small business owner, and then I'm going to talk about how I've dealt with those same three things in hopes that maybe you find that helpful. Now, the first thing to note in listening to today's episode is I'm referring to businesses that are not lifestyle businesses, where as a business owner, you are in charge of generating your own money, fulfilling your own orders, and then cashing your own check. I'm referring to business owners that manage a team of people or have a management team that manages a team of people, and there are lots of moving parts, and cash just never seems to be available. So let's get into today's episode so that we can help you feel comfortable that you're not alone in feeling like you just struggle with managing the cash in your business. So the first thing it's important to note as a business owner is that it feels like there's never enough cash. There's actually some really good reasons for that. Part of it is if you sell a product and you don't get paid right away, but you have to pay your bills before you get paid, that can create a gap in the timing of how you get cash. And so most businesses will end up getting a line of credit to float that gap between when they expect to get paid from their customers and ultimately when they have to pay their suppliers or their vendors. But generally speaking, it feels like there's just never enough money. If you, depending on where you are in the cash flow quadrant, if you're a struggling business, that means you really don't have any money. You're not generating any profit and you're not generating any cash. If you're a business that is adjusting right now, chances are you might have cash in the bank, so to speak, but you're watching that cash pile get reduced every week and every month. And if you're growing, you just never seem to touch the cash because every time it comes in the front door, it's going right out the back door to fund all of the costs that go along with growing, because growing is not cheap. Growing is a very, very expensive endeavor. And so if you're an entrepreneur and you feel like you never have enough cash, welcome to the club, because that is one of the fundamental challenges of how money works for small business owners is there just never seems to be enough. If you're doing well, there never seems to be enough because you're just using that cash hopefully to double down on the things that are working. And if you're not doing well, there never seems to be enough because the reality is there just isn't any cash. The second thing I've noticed with cash and money moving through for small business owners, I feel like it just never seems to come at the right time. You know, you seem to be flush with cash when there doesn't seem to be a home for it. And then you seem to never have enough cash when you actually need it. And it turns out this is one of those weeks where that's happening to me. I'm not flush with cash. We need a lot of it just because of the timing of some of the expenses and the costs associated with coming off of a month end, et cetera, et cetera. But the cash just never seems to come in at the right time. So again, many business owners will utilize a line of credit to try and float those differences. And so I'm going to come back in a few minutes and talk about what matters about a line of credit and what you need to know about it and how you can get caught off guard. In fact, I've been a part of many turnaround situations where companies have gone into bankruptcy protection because the line of credit got ahead of them and they didn't have a way to watch it. So how does money work for a small business owner? Well, it feels like there's never enough. It never seems to come at the right time. And then lastly, this is the one I struggle with the most at this point in my career, which is taking money out of a business is very, 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 very hard to do. One of the conversations I have with Lisa, my wife, all the time is she gets to see the profit and loss statements for the businesses that we're in, and she gets to see how the cash moves around. And, you know, she's not really in the details like I am, but one of the common questions that comes up is how do we ever take money out of a business? You know, you're either paying off your taxes or you might have money in the bank with the business, but then you got to make the business decision, okay, but am I going to need that money to take care of, you know, an unforeseen expense that's come up, or if you're going to take down a new customer account and you need to prepay your expenses associated with that? where is the cash ultimately gonna when is it gonna come out of the business, or where is it gonna go? And I have not found an easy solution to this. I have attempted to try and build up cash in the business, but every time we do that, I just end up investing into a new initiative, or we end up making a business decision that requires that amount of cash. So if you're running a business right now and you're trying to figure out how money works inside of your business, rest assured you're not alone. Many other entrepreneurs and business owners are trying to figure that out as well, as am I. So the point of this episode isn't necessarily to make you feel bad. The point of this episode is to provide you with some things, some ideas, or some concepts that you can associate with, so that you know that you're not alone. And then you can begin to sort of think through, okay, if I know I'm not alone in these things, what are other people doing that help address these problems? So first of all, dealing with the first problem, it feels like there's never enough. The answer that I have found that works really well for me, and I've been doing it for many, many, many years, it's just become part of my playbook on how I manage the things that I'm responsible for, is I just do an 8-week cash flow. 8 weeks is 2 months. That gives me 2 months of rent. It gives me 2 months of all those subscription costs that come out and get charged to my credit cards. It usually gives me 4 or 5 payrolls to figure out. And it's starting from a standing start, it can be a little bit frustrating to put it together, but once it becomes part of your routine and you can just see what your cash looks like over the next 8 weeks, I have found that that addresses the problem that there never seems to be enough. Because what that allows for is it allows me to see, oh, look at that, in week 5, all things being equal, taking all of the information I have in our business right now, and usually an accountant will send this to me on a Sunday night, for each of the businesses, and I'll get to see what the next eight weeks look like. But what it helps me to do as the business owner is it helps me to identify the week that we might have some problem, and it gives me enough runway to try and figure out how I'm going to address it. So planning ahead, I know that sounds obvious, but it's hard to do in practice, is one way that I have found helps you solve the problem of, or the challenge of, there never feels like there's enough money. It just so happens that this is exactly the same way I solve the second problem, which is it never seems to come at the right time. And so when I'm trying to make decisions about managing our accounts payable, managing our accounts receivable, and then understanding what our work in progress looks like, for example, our construction company or in our transportation business, even for our online business, being able to see where I'm going to need cash, not just to pay the things I know are coming out of our bank account or our credit card, but some of the unanticipated costs, like vehicle maintenance, or if, just recently we took down a project that was much, much larger than what we've been doing in the last couple of months. And so it required a higher level of capital that I didn't necessarily have, but I was able to work with our team to figure out how we could make sure that we don't go backwards on the project from a cash flow perspective, and it turned out to work perfectly. So having a cash flow not only helps you solve the problem of feeling like there's never enough, because now that doesn't really become a thought. You really can just see where the money is supposed to come in, and if it looks like you're going to be short, you can plan for it. If it never seems to come in at the right time, it turns out that a cash flow, an 8-week look ahead, for me, an 8-week look ahead, for you, it might be 4 weeks, might be 12 weeks, whatever the turn of your business is, addresses the problem of there never seeming to be enough, because the truth is you should be able to see it. Now, I don't have an answer, however, for the last one, that taking money out of your business is hard to do. What I've seen other business owners do, and I'm not quite all the way there, is they will generally run a line of credit against their home, or they will run a loan facility of some sort where their personal expenses they are paying for either through a MasterCard and a line of credit, or a pile of cash, or some combination of all of the above. And then what they'll do at intervals during the year is they will literally just take cash out of the business, and they'll declare a dividend, and they'll take that dividend and they'll apply it against their credit line, their credit cards. And so that's one way I've seen it work. The other way I've seen it work is I have small business owner friends and colleagues that simply put themselves on payroll, and they pay themselves a salary that would be equivalent to what someone else would earn if they were doing the job tasks that that particular business owner does every day and every week and every month. And so they just become part of payroll. And that means every 2 weeks they're getting a check, or every week or once a month, and they're doing their payroll deductions and off they go. Now, that is okay, but it doesn't allow you to grab the profits, or it doesn't really allow you to take the value out of the business that you're generating. And so then you get stuck with sort of a business decision about, okay, if I can't take the money out of the business, then what are we going to do with it inside of the business? And if you refer to some of the other episodes, I have some thoughts on what you should do with that cash. But if you have some ideas on how you can take money out of your business, or how you have learned how to take money out of your business, I'd love to hear it. Put your comments down below. Send me an email, because this is something that I think many business owners wrestle with. And I've learned that you don't really take money out of your business until you've either sold the business, or you've been able to put a loan facility of some sort in place that you can utilize until such time as the business is able to increase the amount of money it's giving to you. The other side of that is, I've also seen that taking money out of a business can happen when the business decides to shrink. So if a business is profitable, but maybe they've decided they no longer want to pursue any kind of growth, what they'll do is they will right size the business, and then they will just end up taking an amount of money out of the business every quarter or twice a year. And that's another way to do it. So most times the reason why money is tricky to manage inside of a business is because you always need it for something. But when your business has matured, you're no longer pursuing growth, you might even be winding it down a little bit. What that means is now you can begin to collect on your accounts receivable, and some of that incoming capital now doesn't need to come in the front door and go out the back door. Now, a line of credit, just because I mentioned this earlier in the episode, many business owners will use a line of credit to float the difference between when they have to pay their bills and when they're expecting to receive the cash. Now, the challenge with a line of credit is, if you're not careful, it can get out of control. It can get ahead of what your available resources are ultimately going to be. And I've seen it in numerous cases where, here's a simple example, a business will do $1 million worth of revenue on a pretty consistent basis. And so the bank will say, great, give us your accounts receivable. They'll multiply it by 75%, and they'll say, great, we're going to give you a line of credit that's never to exceed $750,000. So while the business is doing well, that works. Where it starts to fall apart is if you can't keep doing $1 million in revenue, and you begin to do $900,000 or $800,000 or $700,000, but the line of credit doesn't come down to the same degree that your revenue comes down. What ends up happening is you wake up a couple of months later and realize that your line of credit is now overextended across whatever assets you might have that were supposed to be there to pay it off. If you have $1 million in accounts receivable and you have a line of credit for $750,000, that math is pretty simple. There's lots of margin there to protect the lender and to protect yourself. However, if business starts to trail off, or if you can't keep the same volume of revenue going over a few months, all of a sudden that line of credit is going to become a liability. And it's no longer just floating the difference between when you expect to receive money and when you have to put it out. It actually becomes problematic. So as part of my 8-week cash flow, what I'm doing is I'm always watching what the level, what the balance is for our line of credit. And I have some math that I've worked out that helps me understand, at what point do I need to make sure our line of credit is falling if our revenue is falling, and that we're using our excess cash not to pay for things that we wouldn't have otherwise paid for, but rather to pay down the line of credit and make sure that we have the capacity to use it again if all of a sudden we can turn around and get revenue back up. So just a small note there on lines of credit, that they can catch a small business owner off guard, because a business owner thinks of them, generally speaking, a business owner thinks of them as, well, the money is just there. Somewhere in my business, I have what I need in order to pay it off. But oftentimes, if you run into a few months where revenue is not where it needs to be and it's starting to fall, then you could find yourself backwards. And the catalyst for that could be the bank calling and saying, hey, we'd like to see, as part of your loan agreement, you're supposed to be giving us quarterly financial statements. In the last quarter, it looked like you were just doing okay. This quarter, we'd like to see whether or not you improved or if you fell behind. And if you've fallen behind in your what would be called your covenants, then that means the bank is ultimately going to pull that line of credit, and then you could be in real big trouble. So how money works for small business owners, the truth is it doesn't. It seems to be one of those things that can be very frustrating to get your hands on. If you don't have a methodology or you don't have a good working knowledge of how cash is moving through your business, then it can be something that keeps you up at night and causes you a great degree of stress and anxiety. But you're not alone. Lots of business owners feel that way. I've put in place an 8-week cash flow projection that I use. It's really, really simple. It's not complicated at all. It's basically just, here's my accounts receivable coming in, here's my accounts payable going out, and here are the expenses that I'm incurring on any particular week that's going to get debited from our credit card or our bank account. And it just helps me sort of see what the net difference of all of that is so that I can get ahead of any problems. But then it also helps me address when money's not coming in at the right time. So if you don't have a tool, if you don't have kind of a visceral understanding of how money is moving through your business, then you can get a hold of me. I'd be happy to talk to you about the cash flow in your business and how it's working. But make sure you chat with someone or put tools in place that can help you get your hands on it, because money and small business owners is a really tricky thing. If I can be of any help, would love to. Again, drop your comments below if you have figured out how to take money out of your business, or send me a DM on LinkedIn or Twitter. Be happy to hear from you and connect with you. Hopefully you found some of this helpful, maybe a little bit enlightening. Maybe it took the burden off, because now you say to yourself, okay, I'm a business owner, and am I the only one that feels like I never have enough cash, or it never comes in at the right time, or I can never take it out of my business properly? Nope, you're not alone. That's one of the wonders of being a small business owner. But the key is to know your business, know how cash moves through your business, and then have some sort of tool in place that helps you see that, so that those traditional challenges don't become more painful than they have to be. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on the next episode.